this hour by Frederick Remington Fully Cooked Ready-to-Eat Bacon. Exclusive no refrigeration 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, hello everybody. Welcome to hour number two of the broadcast. We always have a great guest for you, but this is going to be an extraordinary hour. So stay with us. What an amazing story. Our guest spent 19 of his 23 years in the United States Army as a Green Beret. He was seriously wounded during Operation Medusa in Afghanistan in September of 2006. His recovery was called a miracle by the doctors. After being shot and injured and almost dying, he comes through all of that. And then he writes this tremendous book sharing all that he learned, including the mental toughness. Because when you think about a Green Beret, I always think about the physical toughness. And of course, that's there. But when you understand this story and what happened to this man and you read this book, you realize that the true toughness is a mental toughness that goes beyond the physical body. And I also understand that he's a man of faith as well. And he joins us live tonight, retired Sergeant First Class Gregory Stube. Thank you so much, sir, for joining us.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm great, and thank you for your service. By the way, am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
It's actually Stube.
Stube. Okay, very good. I was wondering about that. We want to give you a correct pronunciation. And by the way, for people that want to get your book, it's called Conquer Anything, A Green Beret's Guide to Building Your A-Team. And I know it's available over on Amazon and other sites as well. Is it available as a Kindle and an audio version? A lot of our listeners will ask me about that.
Yes, sir. It pulls up on Amazon. In the drop-down menu, you can get the hardcover, the Kindle, or the audio. And I did record the audio version myself.
Oh, I love that. I love when the author does that personally. That makes such a big impact. I know when I'm listening to a book, especially when I'm on a driving trip. Well, there's a lot to get into here. You've been through so much. And I guess the best way to start this is to tell us what happened to you in 2006, because that's really where your life changed. And we thank you for your service, and we thank you for all that you've gone through. And I'll tell you, men like you that go through what you've gone through, none of us have an excuse to not want to get out of bed in the morning. I mean, oh my goodness, what you have gone through, sir. We thank you again for your service. But tell us about the incident in 2006 and what happened to you.
Okay. Well, I joined the Army in 1988 under Ronald Reagan, and I continued my service, becoming a Special Forces Medical Sergeant. So I took care of other people who were wounded, hurt, or otherwise. I never expected that it would be me being hurt. And after 18 years of service, I was getting ready to work towards retirement at 20 years. And instead, I was wounded in Afghanistan, as you said, in 2006.
And tell us about the injuries that you sustained. And I understand from the reports I've read that you almost died and your recovery was considered nothing short of a miracle.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We were part of a large operation called Operation Medusa, and our little part of it became the Battle of Spurwen Gar, and my team fought there in place for nearly 10 days to achieve the objectives at hand, and we were surrounded by over 1,000 Taliban at times, running out of ammo on more than one occasion. It was a hair-raising experience. And then on my fifth day of fighting, I was hit by a remotely detonated IED. So I was blown up and burned and had some other penetrating injuries on my way through that process.
And so this left you with some significant physical challenges, I would imagine. It said here in the press package, you were recovering for a year or more. Is that right?
Yes, sir. I was a patient in Army hospitals for a year and a half.
A year and a half. Wow. And when you began that whole process, I mean, it must have been surreal to you. Like you said, you're the guy taking care of everybody else, but now it's you. And were you at Walter Reed, or where did you end up getting your rehabilitation?
Because I had extensive third-degree burns, I was in the burn center at Fort Sam Houston, Texas. That's Brooke Army Medical Center. And you know, you're exactly right. When you get hurt like that and it changes your awareness of who you are, you start to see the reality, and you wish maybe you had been stronger in your faith sooner. You wish you had learned to surrender to certain things in your life sooner, like faith, love, compassion. And really, for me, the big wake-up call was my own definition of service, when I was being served in those ways by people who didn't even know me.
And so many times, I know when people think about paying the ultimate sacrifice, those people that die in battle for this country. But those that we don't really talk about enough are those that live with life-altering injuries and have to get up every day and deal with those injuries, the burns that you had, the other injuries. What kind of mental toll did that take on you? No matter what preparation you might have had, it must have been just something that you could have never prepared yourself for, really, the mental toll of dealing with all of that.
Well, I think you're exactly right. I think for me as a warfighter, I always prepared for being killed in combat, but I never thought that that would be the easy way to go. And for me, I had just never prepared for the rough stuff it would take to learn to walk again, or to get rid of a colostomy, or all the many menacing, physically disfiguring things that I faced. And I'm not complaining about anything, because I don't feel like a victim at all. I volunteered for it, and it is worth it tenfold. But for me personally, I just wasn't prepared psychologically, emotionally, spiritually. I wasn't ready for what I was facing, because I'd been living a life in a very shallow, physical, idealistic way.
And being a Green Beret, everything is so much about the physicality. You guys are the toughest and the strongest, and then you're not. And that is when the transition, probably, I'm guessing, is that when the transition took place, is when you realized that your strength had to come from somewhere else, not from your physical body?
Yeah, that's true, in a personal sense more than professional, because I would say that as a Green Beret, we learn a lot about regional orientation. We learn foreign languages. We maintain quite a toolbox in our ability to maintain a presence around the world throughout the operational continuum. And peace, operations other than war, low-intensity conflict, high-intensity conflict, we're there through all that in about 127 countries on any given day. And that requires resilience. Sure, because we need to lean forward in the foxhole. We need to be ready to face the next challenge, but we can't allow that to break us.
And we've got a break coming up here. Our guest is former Green Beret, retired Greg Stube, and what a fascinating, inspiring story. After the break, we'll get into the book. It's called Conquer Anything. Don't miss the rest of this interview. We'll be back. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back, and our guest is retired Green Beret, Greg Stubbe, and the book is called Conquer Anything. And Greg, one thing about the book in particular that really touched me were the pictures. You don't always see pictures in a book, but it really did personalize your story, and especially the picture, which honestly, it's a little graphic, but it really impacted me, this picture of, it says here, a piece of shrapnel the size of a small plate had gone right through you. That picture is just takes my breath away.
Yes, sir. And of course, I've had some hesitation as to whether I wanted to show things like that publicly. But for me, I've learned some valuable lessons about the way we assess other people around us unfairly. And I've been guilty before of saying that nothing was wrong with someone based on the way they presented themselves, their physical appearance, the way they spoke. And now I find myself in a situation in an ocean of people that say they've been hurt terribly. And I don't know how to get that point across better than to show the picture and also to make the point that we can't tell what's wrong with the people around us. And it's best to give full credit always to everyone.
Now, I understand from your book that what you're doing is taking all of your years of service as a Green Beret and this horrific experience that you've been through in battle and your injuries and your recovery and helping people to apply this to their actual everyday lives, which, you know, I've never served. My grandfather was in the Normandy invasion, recipient of the Bronze Star. But we all face challenges every day. And we all go through different things, sometimes physical challenges, sometimes challenges in business. What can a person do to have that right attitude on a daily basis when you get up in the morning? Everything isn't going to go as planned, and you've got to deal with setbacks, and you've got to deal with things not working out as planned. And like, I you probably don't know my own story, but my brother, who was my accountant in 2001, it came out that he had embezzled all of our money out of our business. And I had to go bankrupt because of my own brother. So we all go through these things, but certainly nothing like what you've gone through. How do you have that attitude, that winning positive attitude, even when you're going through these tough things?
Well, for one, the human condition is such that we're going to suffer one way or another. I think we're going to have problems, and it's all relative. If a hangnail is the worst thing you've ever felt, then it's really bad. But if we just posture ourselves to accept that it's not going to go perfectly, I think Mike Tyson said everybody's got a plan till they get punched in the mouth. We have to accept that certain things are going to go wrong and have the intellectual humility to accept that we don't know everything, and then we've got to have the faith in the idea that it's not our plan. In the Special Forces, I learned a lot about dynamics in situations that are going your way and in situations that are not going your way. And it became important to me, having served my country, I feel like the lessons learned from that experience, both from years of training and team dynamics, leadership, and lessons learned from the battlefield itself. I feel like I owe those things back to the country that I was serving. I hear so often about how people feel when they watch a movie about Navy SEALs or Green Berets and how phenomenal it seems to them. But there are some misconceptions about what that takes. And I think my book, Conquer Anything, it's my best effort to demystify some of the special operations dynamics and to allow people to see that the way we operate under the threat of life and death, under such pressure, is a set of characteristics and dynamics and techniques that's born of decades and even centuries of military experience. But all of it, when you boil it down, is human. We're all just human, but each day we don't have such trying things in front of us in our daily lives in open society.
Especially in the U.S. here, Greg, not to interrupt you, but how little of our potential do you think that we're tapping into just as people, because we have such a soft, easy life here in the U.S. I was just in South America and looking at like how much harder of a life people have, you know, in other countries. How little of our potential do you think just a typical American is tapping into?
Oh, very little indeed. And the first thing that I think of when you say that is that when it comes to war, when it comes to things that are very serious, and for me, everything in life now, we're whistling past the graveyard too often, and we're not planning for the worst-case scenario. We're only planning for the best, and that means we don't think anything can go wrong, and that's a misconception.
Yeah, and you don't want to live a life being paranoid, but on my recent trip to South America, I had my laptop and cell phone stolen, and now it's a whole week I've spent trying to rebuild everything, but I really wasn't prepared for that to happen. I really should have had a plan to deal with that. Now, a lot of your book is about teams and building teams. A lot of people today are loners. They don't want a team. They don't want to tell anyone else what their problems are. They're sort of, you know, they get in their car, go to their job, go to their cubicle or their office, come back home. They're not even really transparent with their own family about things they're going through. But your book takes a different approach, talking about building a team and having people around you. And tell us why that's so important.
Well, for me, the hard part was being a very arrogant young man with a chip on my shoulder. And because of the color of hat that I wore on my head or the patch that was sewn to my shoulder, and don't get me wrong, there's great honor attached with that. But as a human being, it became very important if I was going to succeed long term, I was going to have to confess my limitations and allow others to help me. And as a Christian, I know that to mean that iron sharpens iron.
And so you found by surrounding yourself with the right people after this happened that this is what impacted you and helped you to get up every day, move in the right direction, and go through this recovery process. But in a corporate setting, is it your same message to people setting up businesses as well, that it's the team? You've got to have a team concept in your business, because so many businesses today, they set it up where everybody's competing with everybody, and it's not a team effort.
Well, I think the greater problem lies in something that's very simple, and it's consistent. It's a constant in our lives. Everything we do with work and business, it involves plans, it involves things, timelines.
And Greg, we'll pick it up there after the break, the idea of a team within a corporate environment and why that's so important and how this can translate into that environment. We'll have all that for you after this break. The book is called Conquer Anything. We'll be back.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com, the next generation of nutritional supplementation.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
A Green Berets guide to building your A-team. Our guest is retired Green Beret Greg Stubbe. And Greg, before the break, we were talking about team building. And you hear this talk a lot in the corporate world about team building. But what many corporations are all about is sort of a cutthroat environment where people are not working together, but they're really working against each other. And it's tough today to get people to work together as a team. Continue your thoughts about how this translates into the corporate environment and just personally people building that successful team around them so that they can move to the next level.
Right. Building a team is only important if you want to succeed. If succeeding or winning is not important, then don't worry about it. The hardest things that you'll have to worry about then have to do with pure objectives, achievables, anything that you can do in front of you as an individual and accomplish. As long as you never need anyone else, you'll be fine. In my life, I've come to find out that I've always needed other people, and it was arrogant for me to think otherwise. As difficult as work gets, the most difficult part seems to be the human dynamics. In navigating this life, the human terrain is what presents the biggest challenge, and so it becomes really, really important that we know who it is we're teaming up with. And in Special Forces, we use a very intensive selection and assessment process. And my intent with the book was to bring some of that forward so that we can be more aware of who we're putting together on a team and why.
Yeah, because I think team building, not just in the workplace, but outside of that as well. You mentioned that you're a Christian, a fellow believer, and just spiritually surrounding yourself with with grounded people of faith has got to be a big part of your recovery as well. Is that right?
It is. It always has been. But more and more, I find I need accountability partners in my daily life that can steer me in a better direction, because as many times as I swore that there were things I'd never do again, if the Lord let me live after those wounds, things I'd never do again, things I'd always do from now on, no, I still wake up the same old sinner each day, and I need reminding. I need to stay rooted in Scripture, and I need people around me that can support me to that end.
That's great that you say that, because so many people are afraid to admit their sin nature and afraid to admit that they have an ongoing process with failing and not living up to what God's best would be for them. And it's a daily struggle, and it's refreshing to hear you say that. Talk about leadership. We're all leaders. You know, even if you're not a business owner or a business manager, you're a father and you're leading in your household, or you're a mother and you're leading in your household, or you're someone in your church that's a leader. In some way or another, we are all leaders. Talk about how to become a leader and what some of the traits are of leadership and how you grow into that where people want to follow you.
Right. The military defines leadership as the way one influences others, accomplish a task, and hopefully providing purpose, direction, and motivation. But it doesn't matter where you work or what you do. That's pretty much the same. The difficult part for the military is that you sometimes have to overcome your fear of dying to do something you may not even agree with, that you're being told to do by someone you may not even like. And in that situation, for example, if you have to overcome your fear of dying, it's not your own life that's going to flash before your eyes. It's everything you know about the person who's telling you to do it. And you're wondering, would you risk your life or not? And in that moment, in critical moments, if we're going to follow someone or ignore them, we need to know that they would do the same thing they're asking us to do. We need to feel certain that they would do the same thing without question. And sometimes we don't know that because the conduct of another person hasn't been that strong. And so in the military and in law enforcement, we try to make each other accountable for our conduct on and off duty so that we can have a verifiable code, a compass heading. We can believe that someone is the way they are on and off duty every day, and you can follow them.
That's a great way that you present that, and we look to Christ, his example of going to the cross, and so many people have said, hey, couldn't God have come up with a better way, a better way for salvation that wouldn't involve his own son dying? And then we look at that example, and just as you said, doing something, we're all asked to give up our lives, not to even suffer, you know, at that level, but Christ setting the ultimate example, doing something that he's asking us so much less of us to do, but that he himself sets the example for all of us. One of the things about the book I also found fascinating was how Green Berets plan missions and how we can apply that to our own life, whether it's a financial or a business situation, or, you know, personally, you're, you know, just making some plans for the future. I find so many young people today, they have these goals and they're sort of living in a unicorn rainbow world where they're just not thinking in terms of all of their best plans not working out.
Yeah, and I think if we consider it to be kind of like land navigation and map reading, it's good to know where you are on the map at any given time, and it's good to know where you are in your life. And we can plot a course to where we want to go, but we can't always see all the obstacles. So we need to do all the research we can, and as I said, plan for the worst-case scenario, not the best. But in the end, if you're failing to plan, then you're planning to fail. And I think so much is given and granted, and people expect everything just because they were born to this earth. And I don't think that's a plausible way to approach the real world.
Do you find, like on a daily basis, being productive, I always find myself, my biggest challenge is not creating that to-do list and not prioritizing and then just getting stuff done, because it's so much easier to chase after like good ideas and it, you know, sort of, you know, be looking for like creative shortcuts instead of just getting the hard work done. Like when I'm writing, I commit to a certain number of words a day to write towards finishing a book. And that's the only way I can get it done, is if I say to myself, nope, you didn't write your 500 words today. Got to go back to the computer. Is that how you approach your daily plans that get you to that final result?
Well, we have to have a plan to begin with. And it may change immediately upon contact with any part of the plan. But if we don't have something that we're launching toward, as you say, that good idea fairy can take you on a wild ride and then you don't accomplish anything. And part of the book is designed to help people establish a better and more immediate execution phase to get the things done to achieve anything in your life that you want to.
And it's important to have that focus, because would you say that most people today really don't even have a goal or a destination in mind? Would that be the biggest weakness in their strategy?
Well, it could be, but I, you know, here's what I find. We become a product of our environment, and most of the time we don't even know what's happening, and that can be a daily function, but it can happen over the years too. My dad used to tell me, he said, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. And I didn't believe him, but now I see everything that can happen in your life when you don't associate yourself with activities and functions that get you toward where you want to go. And instead, you get kind of lazy because it's fun to be creative.
Yeah, and it's easy to get off track and not have specific goals, because you can't fail at reaching your goal if you don't have one. You can feel good because you're not missing anything, because you're not trying to really accomplish anything. Our final segment, this is fascinating. The book is called Conquer Anything. We'll be back. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for freesurvivalgifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love freesurvivalgifts.com. At freesurvivalgifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, freesurvivalgifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is freesurvivalgifts.com. Check it out, freesurvivalgifts.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are listening to Jim Paris Live.
The book is called Conquer Anything, A Green Beret's Guide to Building Your A-Team. Our guest is retired Green Beret, Greg Stubbe. A fascinating interview. Just a tremendous book here. And Greg, I want you to talk about fatherhood a little bit. I know you're a father, but I wanted to start by asking you about your own father, which you mentioned in the book. And he also went to war. Tell us about your father and the impact that he's had on your life, and also how his memory has helped you to rebuild your own life.
Well, my dad was a chief in the United States Navy, and he was pretty strict, and he had a high pain tolerance, and that had dramatic effects on me as a young man. To the degree that I rebelled against him for years, and the things that I couldn't stand about him, the things that he insisted on from me and expected from me, I resented them as a younger person, particularly a teenager, but then they became the only things that could help to make me successful in real endeavors in life. And particularly, people would be shocked to know that it was a Navy chief that really turned me into a Green Beret.
And your father, he served his whole career. He did a full career in the service and retired.
Yes, sir. During the Vietnam conflict, he was burned badly aboard a ship while maintaining aircraft that were supporting troops, and he spent almost a year in burn wards himself. And he had a 7-year break in service. And when he recovered from those burns well enough, he petitioned for a waiver to get back in the Navy because he wasn't complete without it. He wow. wound up serving almost 30 years total.
Wow, that's tremendous. Now, you yourself are a father, and I know you mentioned in the book that was one of the greatest motivators for you to recover and regain your life. How many children do you have?
I have 3 children. 2 girls are grown up and gone, and I've got a 13-year-old boy at home.
Wow, that's tremendous. Yeah, there's nothing like family when you're in a situation like you were in. Your family was there for you, and not just your biological family, but also your spiritual family. I imagine you had a lot of people you knew from your church and your Christian upbringing that were there for you as well.
That's correct, and you know, that's not all flowers either, because for me, I had the wrong impression, to be honest with you, and I don't mind confessing that now. I really thought that I could pay God back. And I had some wonderful people in my life who told me, look, when the Lord spared you and he granted you his mercy, it wasn't because you have anything to offer him. And it was arrogant to even think of it the way I was. I knew that I wanted to be closer to him. I knew that I wanted to be okay with God for the future and for eternal life if I could achieve that, but I was going about it the wrong way. So having that spiritual support around me, sometimes it meant pretty tough truth.
And were there times, I can imagine, when you were going through this, that you were angry at God or blamed God for allowing this to happen to you?
You know, I don't think I was ever angry at God for this, because I actually volunteered to do it myself. And in moments where I was actually conscious and aware of my environments, I was told that I might not make it. And when that happened, one of the primary things for me that worried me, worry isn't even the word. I was so fearful that I'd walked away from God and ignored him for long periods of my life. I was fearful that I wouldn't have his favor. And I was worried that I wouldn't be forgiven. I was worried I wouldn't make it to heaven. There were so many thoughts. I had not been faithful, and I wondered why he spared me. And that can make you feel guilty.
Survivor's guilt. I had the opportunity to go with my grandfather to Normandy, France, where he was in the Normandy invasion. This was almost 20 years ago. We went back there, and I had never really understood survivor guilt, because I always thought, like, wow, well, you made it out of there, great. But I saw it in him that day as we walked through that cemetery, and many of those gravestones, you could calculate the date of a 19 or a 20-year-old who had died on that day. And here he was all these years later, a grandfather, a great-grandfather, a husband, lived his entire life, and he lived. And in many ways, that visit, I think unexpectedly to him, left him with a lot of guilt. And that must be part of it, right?
Well, a lot of us who fought together, we understood fully what we were getting into, and we talked about it quite a bit. For me now, I wear these little aluminum bracelets that are reminders of soldiers and friends who fell and didn't come home. I don't wear that out of sympathy for them. They would be offended by that, honestly. I wear it as a reminder each day of the price that's been paid, and I try to think of their personalities and what they would expect of me. If they could talk to me right now, what would they want me to be doing? I bet they would ask that all of us, when we're granted the freedom, that we play hard, that we work hard, and that we love hard. That's what I bet they want.
That's fantastic. And Greg, as we close it out here tonight, what is your life now like, sir? Are you doing the speaking circuit with this book now? Are you professionally doing anything post-military with your life in terms of running any businesses? I mean, you're such a smart guy, and you seem to have such good insight just into life in general. I can imagine you're probably being hit with all kinds of offers from every direction. What are you doing with your life now? Sharing your story, of course, but what else can you share with us?
Well, I do leadership development for the FBI National Academy, for the DEA, and recently started doing some things for the New York Police Department as well. I love doing business development in terms of leadership, team dynamics, and resilience for companies. And of course, keynote speeches. I like helping to raise money for charities and you know, kick up more awareness so that people can donate for the right reasons.
And if people want to find out more about you, tell us, are you on social media? Do you have a website? Give us that information.
The website is gregstube.com, GREGSTUBE.com. And, of course, I'm on Facebook and LinkedIn as well. And I'm always looking for opportunities to come help companies talk about leadership, team dynamics, and resilience.
Yeah, what a tremendous story. And in our last minute here, you know, people listening to this show, we have, I mean, from A to Z, and we get the emails from people who are going through cancer and all kinds of terrible life challenges. You know, what's kind of a closing uplifting word here? What do you do when you're facing life's darkest moment? I mean, what do you think about to get yourself out of that dark moment to start fighting and moving forward?
I think it helps, first of all, to be humble and realize that we're not the first to go through this human experience. Beyond that, victory is hidden behind surrender, because we're told to never surrender. But if we don't surrender to our faith and to love and compassion, we can never win.
That's just tremendous advice. And I always have said that when you think you're going through something that is the most difficult thing you faced, you can just look around you and find others that are going through even so much more than that. That's how I found encouragement going through my own situation of losing everything to the embezzlement of my brother. But everybody, you know, has their own issues. Like you said, we're all going to go through something, whether it's physical or financial or marriages break up. All these things happen, and we've got to be prepared when life is not fair and when these kinds of things happen. What a tremendous book. So inspirational, and I just love people like you, Greg, that are taking something terrible that happened and turning it into a positive and letting God use that. Grab this book, folks. We highly recommend it. Thank you so much, Greg Stube, for being with us tonight. The book is Conquer Anything, A Green Beret's Guide to Building Your A-Team. If it's Sunday night, it's Jim Paris Live. We'll talk to you next time. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.